When power is seen as external, the hierarchies of our social, economic, and political structures, as well as the hierarchies of the universe, appear as indicators of who has power and who does not. Those at the top appear to have the most power and, therefore, to be the most valuable and the least vulnerable. Those at the bottom appear to be the least powerful and, therefore, to be the least valuable and the most vulnerable. From this perception, the general is more valuable than the private. The executive is more valuable than the chauffeur. The doctor is more valuable than the receptionist. The parent is more valuable than the child. And the divine is more valuable than the worshiper. We fear to transgress our parents, our bosses, and our God. All perceptions of lesser and greater personal value result from the perception of power as external. Competition for external power lies at the heart of all violence. The secondary gain behind ideological conflicts, such as capitalism versus communism, religious conflicts, such as Irish Catholic versus Irish Protestant, geographical conflicts, such as Jew versus Arab, and familial and marital conflicts, is external power. The perception of power as external splinters the psyche, whether it is the psyche of the individual, the community, the nation, or the world. There is no difference between acute schizophrenia and a world at war. There is no difference between the agony of a splintered soul and the agony of a splintered nation. When a husband and a wife compete for power, they engage the same dynamic that humans of one race do when they fear humans of another race. From these dynamics, we have formed our present understanding of evolution as a process of ever-increasing ability to dominate the environment and each other. This definition reflects the limitations of perceiving the physical world with only five senses. It reflects the competition for external power that is generated by fear.